Hello, and welcome to the May edition of the Creating Customer Value podcast series. I'm Amanda Malagiri, Assistant Editor. This month, we're discussing how Web 2.0 technology can be used to build customer value and customer loyalty. Don Peppers is here to answer questions on using social networks to improve customer satisfaction and building customer loyalty in a Web 2.0 world.
Question. Can you offer some tips for a company looking to leverage Web 2.0 technologies like blogs and social networking to build customer satisfaction? How can we grow a more loyal customer base using Web 2.0 technology? The biggest single piece of advice we can give to any company considering how best to participate in the Web 2.0 revolution is be honest. Don't let the PR people write your blog entries. Have real people write real blog entries. Walmart learned this lesson the hard way after their PR firm created the blog Walmarting Across America, full of glowing descriptions of products and defenses of the Walmart philosophy. The story had to do with a made-up journey across the country by made-up people, but in reality, it was all a PR-authored fiction, and Walmart was quickly outed on the web. After an embarrassing period in which Walmart's reputation for honesty was questioned, the company relaunched its blogging effort with real Walmart people writing real blogs about their real lives, which also happens to involve working at Walmart. At Microsoft, they do the same thing. In fact, at Microsoft, in 2006, there were some 3,000 different employees blogging about Microsoft and its various products, services, problems, and situations, all with little supervision or oversight other than policing for inappropriate stories or commercially sensitive information. The point is, Walmart now and Microsoft are participating in the Web 2.0 revolution the right way by putting a human, fallible but well-meaning face on their postings rather than a PR-perfect story for public consumption. They are joined in the blogosphere by other like-minded corporate blogs from companies like Borland, IBM, and Google. What customers want from these sites, whether you're talking about a blog posting or a Facebook page or a customer review site, is straightforward facts and nothing but the facts. They want information, not spin. Here are just a very few rough questions you ought to ask yourself before plunging into this environment. Would you be willing to solicit and display honest customer reviews of your products and services on your own website? Before you dive into social media, you need to be able to answer this question affirmatively. Then do it. These reviews need to be both positive and negative reviews. Otherwise, it won't be a credible website. Do you trust your own people to represent your interests honestly and in a reasonably consistent manner? If 10 employees were asked the question, what is this company's primary purpose or mission? Would they all answer with generally the same idea? If you found out that one of your product offerings had some substantial flaw or problem, and this got out on the web, what would you do? What if you haven't found this out yet, but then you read about it on a customer's blog? No matter how good your company is, and no matter how well-meaning your people and channel partners are, bad things will still happen to your firm. When they do, they will get talked about, and even more so online. So if you want to participate in social network discussions and blogs and other Web 2.0 kinds of technologies, you have to be prepared to deal with these problems before they occur. Our suggestion is to prepare well. If you can be honest and straightforward with your customers and prospects, even when your baser advertising, PR, and marketing instincts might be to spin a story around a more comfortable to you fiction or positioning statement, then you'll do well. Social media, honesty is not only the best policy, it is the only viable policy. But if you can keep your customers' interests at heart, discussing things with them in a fair and open manner, then you shouldn't have any problem at all in using social media to help increase the loyalty and satisfaction of your customers. There's an excellent book on this topic, well worth a read. It is The New Influencers, A Marketer's Guide to the New Social Media by Paul Gillen. It's 2007. And you should also, of course, read our own book, Rules to Break and Laws to Follow, How Your Company Can Beat the Crisis of Short-Termism. That's 2008. Question. In your opinion, Are customers more or less loyal to one specific brand in a Web 2.0 world? How do things like social networks and customer review sites impact customer loyalty? As customers interact increasingly with other customers using Web 2.0 technologies, it's highly likely that their buying decisions will become more informed and objective and probably less influenced by brand loyalty per se. This is, at least in part, a generational issue. If you think you're pretty cynical with respect to how you listen to advertising and branding messages, you ought to quiz your teenage children about how they feel. In our judgment, the more social interaction occurs among consumers, the more doubtful they are likely to be when it comes to advertising and marketing claims of all types. And there's a lot of social interaction occurring in the younger generation. After all, with this kind of interaction, they're already used to getting the real skinny from their friends and even from trusted strangers. On the other hand, as we said in answering the previous question, if you can be honest and open with your online discussions using blogs and social networks, then you should be able to create genuine loyalty and support from your customers. But honesty is the key. Another question. What Web 2.0 technologies would you consider must-haves for forward-thinking B2C companies these days and why? Well, you really should be participating on all the customer review blogs for two reasons. First, you want to scan these sites not only to ensure you quickly pick up any broader hints of problems that your own product people may not have detected, but also to ensure you have the standing, should the need ever arise, to respond directly to any of these problems. When you participate in Web 2.0 media, the most important thing is listening, not talking. There are some important tools you should know about in order to scan the blogosphere on a regular basis and listen to what's important. Technorati and BlogPulse are two such technologies. They're designed to search the blogosphere for you and retrieve mentions of whatever words or topics are of interest. And, according to Technorati, anyway, there are at least 3,000 blogs about blogging, so you can sort through a few of those for good ideas also. If you want to use the social media to disseminate honest information about new products or services or some other marketing issues, our suggestion is that you first peruse the web to find the key influencers, those bloggers most likely to command the larger audiences or followers. First, you should participate on these blogging sites as your corporate self and in an honest way. And then, in a way designed not to look like a bribe or a freebie, you can introduce these influencers to your new product or offering. Nokia, for example, introduced the N90 video phone in 2005 by finding 50 of the most widely read bloggers on mobile phones and electronics, and then giving them each a phone to use and promising to link to all the reviews posted from their corporate site, not just the positive reviews, but all their reviews. That was their promise. We want your honest feedback. One of the advantages of using this kind of strategy is that influential enthusiasts like these widely followed bloggers, they'll generally write their product reviews in greater detail and with more useful information for customers than other reviewers from the paid media world.
That wraps up our podcast for this month. Thanks for listening, and thanks to Don Peppers for joining us. Make sure to listen again next month when we discuss the role of the call center agent and the sales rep in building customer trust. Until next time, I'm Amanda Malagiri for Search CRM.